Now, I mentioned I'm with a fellow in our broadcast position here, above the parade area. This is where all the horses parade before they then move over and get onto the track. Joe Bailey was with Gay Waterhouse very early today. Joe Bailey, the hairdresser to the stars, as we like to call him. He's got places at Double Bay and Bondi Junction and Castle Ray Street and Barrel, you name it. That's where all the stars are, and that's what he does. Joe, thank you very much for coming to our broadcast position.
My pleasure, and what a beautiful broadcast position it is, right above the parade ring.
And you've got the horses in the stables here,
yes,
as well. You see them come out, you see the saddles go on them and parade around. We get the first full view of the Melbourne Cup field here as they get ready and join their jockeys a little bit later. It's a terrific spot to be in.
Perfect.
Now, you were with Gay this morning.
I was.
What did she have to say apart from getting her hair done by you?
She doesn't say a lot, actually, about... I don't actually talk to her about horses because I suppose she's already been out to the track by the time I've seen her, and she's sort of in her chilled out mode. So
yeah.
She's... yeah, we don't discuss
horses. She didn't suggest to you that you should put your money on Runaway?
She did not.
What are you putting your money on then?
I like Young Love.
Young Love.
I think Young Love is the only mare in the race. Would I be right in saying that?
Well,
it's owned by the Inglis family.
Well, Young Love is not in the Melbourne Cup, though.
Not?
You mean Young Star.
Young Star.
Young Star.
Young Star.
Sorry, I was hoping you were on
there. I was close. Young
Chris Star. Waller, yes. Young Star. Well, it's
I know it's an outsider, but I think the Melbourne Cup... it is always anybody's race.
Yes.
And, yeah, Young Star's got a story behind it, which is very nice. And,
she came within a length of Winks. And as Chris Waller told me yesterday here, if you're doing that, you're up against the best, and it's a really good measurement. So that says it all. And they reckon, you know, Chris Waller wants a Melbourne Cup. He hasn't had one, so there's your motivation.
What a good way to get one.
You were doing the Inglis family hair today as well, right?
I was, yes.
What's the trend at the Melbourne Cup, knowing that it was going to rain this morning?
Okay, so I think that changes everything. And the trend is very much governed by the headpiece you're wearing and the sort of hair you have and the weather, obviously. So... look, I think we're seeing a lot of hair up today because people are trying to keep their... well, ladies are certainly trying to keep their hair out of the weather.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, a lot of people that might have was going to risk it down have now put it up. A lot of fascinators are still going around. I predict the hat will make a comeback. I think we've had enough of the fascinators.
Yeah. Get rid of the fascinators. You know, one of the ambassadors for fashions on the field here said that to me yesterday. Get rid of the fascinators. As a matter of fact, some of the women... are moving into wearing top hats,
yes,
and hats.
Top hats are huge this season.
Right.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
All right, mate. Well, thank you very much for coming up here.
Oh, it's my pleasure. It was lovely.
It's a lovely spot, isn't it? Look at these flowers that we've got.
I know.
Just put them there especially for us. I'm certainly hoping.
Well, good luck, everybody, today. I hope everybody has a great Melbourne Cup.
Good stuff. Thank you, Joe. Much appreciated. Joe Bailey, there you go.